As it turns out, during the small hours of the night, most households don't appreciate being bothered. These are wealthy people with lawyers who can therefore afford more rights than the average person. However, you do eventually manage to snag one home willing to talk and let you look at their security footage. You found McDonald's car abandoned by the side of the road, so you have to scroll through footage looking for cars with a guy in a green mask. Some 2 or 3 hours into this grueling process, and you eventually spot Gavin's truck. A few hours later, Gavin's truck is found outside an abandoned Wendy's. There's nobody here, and nothing indicating where they must have gone from here, so the trail goes cold.
Well, Flux, we can't really let a case like this go down without a fight.
Sure, but what do we do now? Just wait for this guy to act again?
Villains always do. But the McDonald's need to know that we're taking steps and being proactive with their case, or else they'll get mad.
Well, we saved their car, at least.
Yeah, but wealthy people like the McDonald's don't care about things. They can buy 20 new cars. What they care about is experiences, relationships, and loyalty. Saying they're friends with the heroes of Unstoppable Industries is a relationship. Being rescued by us is a kind of experience. But if we don't do either, then we haven't displayed that loyalty that they expect.
Maybe we should call Kimon and see if anything came up at the airport?
He should call us himself if he found anything. But hang on, let me see if I can reach him.
Paul, you're in your apartment, sleeping on a bare mattress with nothing but a thin sheet to keep you warm. Your phone rings.
Hello?
Kimon? What were you doing? Were you asleep?
Yeah. I mean, I must have dozed off. I'm just sitting around, you know, waiting. I let the air controllers know that we're looking for some guys, and security's wise to it. They haven't seen anyone.
How do you know if you were asleep?
I'll check in now.
Good. This is critical. If there was ever a time to keep your eyes open, it's tonight. I hang up.
I go back to sleep.
Kimon's no use. That's it. I'm out of ideas.
Well, we can always comb the McDonald's house, see if they left anything that we can use.
There's not much to use at the McDonald's residence either. You check the computer, but instead of finding anything useful, it turns out that the system was ordered to format its own hard drive and to do a fresh install of Windows. The guards are in the hospital with injuries the doctors are having a hard time describing. There's a bunch of internal trauma, an x-ray show lacerations to the ribs, but the major bleeding was stopped somehow. There's also a bunch of scar tissue on their chest or backs. By this point, all 5 guards are resting, but otherwise conscious and could talk to you. However, to cut it short, the only thing valuable that any of them really know is that a security guy came by to do some stuff with their system, and when you cross-check that with the security company, they have no record of anything like that being requested or authorized. None of the guards even remember the name of the security person, so for now, that's a dead lead too. Security footage got deleted along with everything else.
Well, all right, that's it. I'm convinced this was the work of the FSB or something.
Who's the FSB?
Russian spies.
Didn't Kimon say guys like that'll just kill their targets outright? What does Russia need with 50 million ransom? That'd be peanuts for a major government.
It's just way too much expertise. You can't just get 3 supervillains together on short notice. You need connections and money for that. These are 3 unknowns. Why don't we know who they are?
Well, Kimon's son, what's his name? He was unknown until we found him, right? And they had a super scientist. Plus Mercury, so that makes 3 supervillains.
That's why the FBI is paying so much attention to Mercury right now. Mercury is already on a list. The 3 guys we're looking for are nobody. Only one of them is wearing a suit that makes him recognizable, but his whole head's covered. And he didn't give a name. How is it that you never hear of a guy, and then out of nowhere, bam, he's got 2 supervillain henchmen and has kidnapped one of the world's richest men? He's got to be working under someone. But if he's working for Mercury, then that means Mercury's networks go further than we realize. Maybe that compound out in the woods is just a little summer home.
How does Mercury afford to hire the people he does?
He runs a gang. If I knew all of what he did, then they wouldn't be doing it, because we'd bust them. But we caught them dabbling in drugs and human trafficking before.
Well, so instead of thinking about foreign spy agencies, it's more likely he's partnering with outside criminals, maybe.
Maybe. But outside criminals would turf war. If Mercury's gang can sell drugs on the street, then any other gang you invite in as a friend is going to eventually think, hey, we could do it better. They need a good reason for that.
Well, if it is Mercury, we already know where his hideout is, right? You said they'd strike again. Maybe they did, and this is it. Maybe McDonald is in the bunker in the woods.
You know, maybe it's time to give the FBI a call. I get on the phone and I ring up Jack Springley, my contact with them.
He eventually answers the phone and says, hello? Is this freeze frame? It's not even daylight. What's wrong?
I thought you ought to know. Someone's kidnapped Kelvin McDonald. We're trying to find him. Can you check if your guys have spotted anything suspicious at that compound that you've been watching?
They kidnapped Kelvin McDonald?
They did.
That's insane. The news will hold a 24-hour vigil for him. I wouldn't be surprised if they mobilized the National Guard over that.
If Mrs. McDonald gets upset enough, I won't be surprised if the president himself gets a phone call. but for now she's willing to be discreet and work through our agency.
All right, I'll check with my guys. Let them be aware, and then I'll call you back. Then about 30 minutes later, he calls back and he says, they haven't had any recent visits to the compound. If Mercury has him, they don't have him there.
All right. Well, I'm thinking it might be time to perform a full assault on that compound anyway. If we nab a few people, they might start talking.
We don't have intel on what it looks like in there, and if we jump the gun, it's going to undermine our case.
Springley, they have McDonald. No judge in America isn't going to string those guys up. You can accuse them of jaywalking, and they'll still get a death sentence. If I call the governor, he'll get in touch with you right now, and he'll tell you the same thing. This is one of our people. There's not going to be leniency.
All right. Is this going to be a joint effort?
Yeah, we'll spearhead the assault, but don't worry. We want the press to read this as a big patriotic coordination. This is terrorism that Mercury is committing. A war on mom and apple pie, and none of us are going to stand for it.
Wait a minute. When you say terrorism, are you taking that from a legal perspective, or...?
There's no criminal sense in kidnapping a powerful businessman and donor except to send a message. He wants us to feel unsafe and make us think the foundations of our country are in danger. That is textbook terrorism, Springley, all right?
I don't know if that meets the legal definition because it's domestic, but I got it.
Good. All right, look, Flux and I need to get some sleep, so let's go ahead and kick this thing off in a few hours. Maybe a 5-hour nap for us, and then we'll hit them at, like, let's say 11 a.m. Can you make that work?
Yeah, we'll get people together.
Okay, see you then. Have a good night.
Do you really think it's terrorism? Like, it's definitely extortion,
Are you not a little terrified? That is terrorism.
Well, sure, but I was terrified after they killed Captain Momentum, and you didn't say it was terrorism then.
That's because Captain Momentum died in the line of service. McDonald being kidnapped is something else. It's not practical, so there's a message here, a political one. And you know what? I'm not going to be cowed by it. If he wants us to feel touchable, I'm going to reach down and let him know what it feels like to be touched by us.
I guess Mercury will rue the day.
The two of you head back to the office and try to get a quick nap before the assault.
I'll give Kimon another call before we turn in. Let him know the plan.
All right, thanks. I hang up and I call up Danny. Danny, if you or the boys are out by the compound, clear out of there now. The FBI is going to make their move and I don't want you swept up.
Are they finally going to take Mercury down?
Yeah, they think Mercury kidnapped a rich guy and that lit a fire under him.
A rich guy? Who? When?
A big political donor. And he got kidnapped less than 24 hours ago.
Man, we've been watching these guys for days. And the minute some rich guy gets in trouble, they move out.
You gotta understand, Danny. They're gonna be out for blood. And they aren't gonna listen to anyone they catch out there. You can claim to be watching bats or hunting for frogs or whatever, but if you get picked up tonight, they'll do everything they can to put you behind bars. So don't get picked up.
Okay, me and the guys are gonna clear out then. Are you gonna go in with them?
Yeah.
So you'll finally get a chance to show Mercury what you've been thinking, huh?
There's gonna be blood and guts smeared across the lawn, Danny. I will personally see to it.
All right. Cool, man. Good luck. We're rooting for you.
I appreciate you, Danny. You have a good night.
Everyone gets a taste of that brief and terrible sleep when you're tired, but things are too tense to rest. And by the time you do pass out, your alarm is going off. Paul, you check your accounts and see the extortion money from Miss McDonald has gone through.
All right, I start transferring money around to different bank networks so no one can find it. Then I'm going to call Smith and Candock.
Okay, Elvis and Lowry is Candock and Smith. You get a phone call from an unknown number. You risk answering, and it's not a scam caller, but your mysterious boss.
Hello.
The money has gone through, gentlemen. Shortly, you'll be given a lucrative security contract with a newly wealthy company. And your payment will be lovingly laundered.
My favorite kind of money is the stuff that smells like fresh dryer sheets.
McDonald asks, did my wife transfer the money?
Looks like it, Kelvin.
So what now? You let me go? Call me an Uber to pick me up?
Hey, boss, I get you're trying to go at this from some kind of angle. You haven't wanted a bunch of killings or anything, but on a practical level, you never know what you don't know. Anything Kelvin or Gavin remember about us might be a lead. The safe thing really would be disposal.
If we go for blood, no one can cheer us on, my friend.
Yeah, but people only think that D.B. Cooper is cool because he got away with it. Nobody tells legends about the guys who got nailed.
If you want to see a penny of that money, you'll abandon the hideout and make yourselves vanish, without harming McDonald or Gavin.
All right. I guess it's your call.
Speaking of this, did you guys actually decide to brand McDonald's butt?
No, I think we would have realized it would make the boss angry. We're professionals. You can't just give in to temptation and get hired a second time.
Okay. Then Gavin asks, so are you guys going to kill me? The green guy said he wasn't going
to
kill me.
The green guy says not to kill you, Gavin. Same for you, Kelvin.
If it's any consolation, I think you two are right. You'll be wishing I was dead. I'm not going to go through the police. I'm going to hire people. They're going to find you. And when they catch you, they're going to start by doing everything to you that you threatened to do to me and everything else I can think of.
Maybe we could kill him anyway. I definitely feel better.
What, you got gunk in your ears? The boss said not to, clear as day. I bet if you kill me, you'll find yourselves wearing a pair of cement shoes or whatever it is you people do to each other these days. Is cement shoes still a thing?
Nah, because your legs detach from your body and then you float to the surface. And after that, you wash up ashore and they do forensics.
Maybe I ought to put my body in a freezer. Hold on to me for a while so they can't figure out the time of death. Except, who in their right mind is going to let you keep the body of Kelvin McDonald in their freezer? Nobody. I was untouchable from the start. And alive or dead, you two and your boss are screwed. A reckoning is coming. And I'm going to be like God sending down a plague of locusts on your fields. They'll be licking at your eyeballs, rubbing their little cricket legs with joy over your bodies.
Hey, Kelvin, you ever thought about becoming a supervillain? You'd be good at it. Those are some decent theatrics.
Well, how you want to leave them?
I don't know. Tie him up with rebar, text the wife, be in some other country without an extradition treaty before tomorrow.
Boy, I sure hope there's no criminals for hire in a country without an extradition treaty.
I mean, I'm thinking, and like, he knows you can bend metal. Is that in a database somewhere? Can they put your name to it? It's gotta be in a database if it's not. And the next time anyone hears about a guy who can bend metal, bam, they're gonna be on you. Every little thing from here on is another lead they're gonna follow.
The practical thing is to kill them. We shouldn't be leaving loose ends. This is bad planning.
But for real, I think maybe the boss would kill us if we don't do what he said. I mean, the guy seems crazy, doesn't he?
He's a supervillain. Of course he's crazy. They're all crazy. His first instinct is to wear a brightly colored costume and kidnap people. I mean, just look at Fabricator. The guy replaced a bunch of his own body parts with mechanical ones. You don't get sane supervillains.
Yeah, he does that, but then Fabricator works behind the scenes. Like mechanisms behind the face of a clock, he says. What's Mean Green gonna be like?
Righteous. Insane. Pure tyranny.
Yeah, and what's a rule about the righteous? They want to walk in the light. They want people to know what they're doing. And then you put that light through a microscope and what does it do? Intensifies. Burns you.
So what do you want to do? Bet on Mean Green or kill these guys and make a run for it?
I just don't know.
Well, we're here now, and I guess I do want that money.
But I want to live to spend it.
Look, I was the one voicing doubts before, and you insisted that we take this job and go through with it. Now it's too late, and now you're trying to veer off course.
Well, I was with it, up until for sure we had to leave witnesses.
You know, if you'd brought these concerns up back when I was having my doubts, then we could have agreed not to move forward. These are exactly the things that I was worried about.
You were worried about the target and the plan. You didn't talk about disposal or the exit strategy.
The exit strategy is part of the plan. It's tied to Kelvin being such a big target. I thought it was implied that kidnapping one of the world's richest men entailed a level of risk that was beyond stupid. It's before even elaborating to the exit strategy.
Well, the plan worked. We got him.
Except
for the exit strategy, which we could have, but we're not allowed to.
But now we're committed to the job. We should have backed out when I wanted to back out, but we can't now. We can't change course. It's too late.
Well, but we can, though.
If we don't get paid, we'll have done this for nothing.
Fellas, my offer to pay you with my own money is still on the table. Heck, I'll pay you to kill your boss if you want. Get two birds with one stone.
Shut up, McDonald!
Look, if we break with Mean Green now, there's no money in it. We can go hide in the Philippines or something, but it'll be just to survive. And not only the money that we've got now. It's too late to not go into hiding if that's our option. But if we take the risk, leave the guy standing. I mean, we get the money.
Man.
We should have turned down the job. I said we should have turned down the job. There's no quitting during a job that's already started.
All right. You're right. Okay.
Are we good?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's professional. I should have agreed with you earlier, but now it's too late.
See you soon, fellas.
If we have to see you again, you'll have to pay us $100 million to get loose next time. All right, Gavin, I'm going to tie you and McDonald together. Try to get comfortable.
You tie your hostages up, and just for good sense, you'll probably want to wait until tomorrow to let Miss McDonald know where her husband is. After all, once they know where you've been, they might be able to check security cameras for vehicles that were in the area when you guys left. The fewer traces you can leave behind, the better. At any rate, Paul, Elvis, and Lowry, accompanied by Light Show, you meet up with several squads of FBI at the fire station inside the city, then set off together with your sirens off. The only time you stop is to open the gates to the compound, and you go up, approaching the place with yourselves at the spearhead. The plan will be for your team to go in ahead, and you'll be supported by the FBI's non-super assault teams. You guys are to neutralize any super threats, and your support will sweep the rest. However, as soon as you get up the road, Mercury's people start shooting at you from the windows of the townhouse. Rat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat! Evidently, they're not prepared to run or give up. The armor trucks wheel up, the wagons circle, and everyone begins to get in position.